Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, a trip to Turkey for dental work led to one woman losing all of her teeth. We'll hear a warning from the Irish Dental Association president. The latest on rumours of layoffs at Amazon. How to talk to teenagers about sexuality and relationships. A new HSE guide aims to help parents. Britain's only trade deal completed since Brexit is derided as a dog's dinner by a former minister. Historian Dermot Ferriter takes us back to the hunger strike of Mary McSweeney 100 years ago. And solicitor Elaine Byrne answers your questions on wills, inheritance and probate. And you can still get those questions into us this morning. Text us 51551, email todaycb@rte.ie, or on Twitter we are at Today with Claire. First this morning though, the long-awaited gambling regulation bill is going to Cabinet this morning. Big changes expected around advertising, inducements, free bets and payments. And Craig Hughes is political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail, and he has the detail on what's due to be signed off by Cabinet today. Craig, thanks for coming in this morning. So there's a lot in here. Talk us through the main measures included in the bill.
Good morning, Claire. Yes, it's a very, very significant piece of legislation. Some of the main points would be a ban on gambling advertising between 5:30 a.m. and 9 p.m. This will be, you know, crucial for live sports events that you'd see with gambling advertising in place. So that's a significant challenge that'll have to be overcome, and something that the gambling industry lobbied heavily against. There'll be the establishment of a gambling regulatory authority, so essentially a gambling regulator who'll oversee and enforce these rules. Breaches, this is quite significant penalties, so up to 5 years in prison and fines up to €20 million or 10% of turnover, whichever is greater. If the breach relates to children, the prison sentence can be up to 8 years. Children will be banned entirely from betting institutions. When it comes to the online world, the emphasis will be on the gambling company to ensure that children aren't on their platform. When it comes to social media, people have to opt in should they wish to receive gambling ads. And crucially, when it comes to VIP treatment and hospitality, free bets, that's all going to be banned. And you'll recall in May, the Irish Daily Mail revealed that eight government TDs and senators received VIP hospitality treatment at Punchestown races.
Mm-hmm. So now, one of the issues that the industry had lobbied on, they warned that this would mean a blanket ban on sponsorship at stadiums and racetracks. Is that what it means?
We'll await to see the final detail in the legislation. And remember, this still has to go through the committee stages in the Oireachtas. But the intention of the Minister of State, James Brown, previously, they had all these this information to hand when they were bringing this through. So I'd be surprised if there was any dilution of it. But we'll wait and see after Cabinet when we can kind of get into the real minutiae of it.
So it could mean that gambling companies would not be able to sponsor events, and that broadcasters wouldn't be able to show gambling hoardings at stadiums or racetracks.
Yeah, and
it could mean that.
Yeah, and you'll recall when the Heineken Cup, for example, was being played in France, we'd all have to refer to it as the H Cup. So, I mean, this isn't a new idea. This has been done before, whereby even I think, and one of the challenges that they came across was, you know, how do you, if there's advertising hoarding going around the racetrack, how does the television broadcaster get rid of that? But these are problems that they've already identified.
So you mentioned some of the measures that are planned in relation to online. Mm-hmm. So if I'm browsing through Instagram, if all of this goes through as planned, I'll have to opt in to receive gambling advertising.
Yes, exactly.
So that will be something that will have to be done under regulation with those social media companies. That's no small task.
It's not. I guess the only benefit in the Irish context is that a lot of those companies are headquartered here, so it might be easier for an Irish regulator to enforce that than say a country where they're not based. Mm-hmm. But that's the intention of the
And moment. As you explained today, all of this will be run through the new Gambling Regulatory Authority, mm-hmm. which is up and running now.
So an interim or the CEO has been appointed, Anne-Marie Caulfield. She's previously was the head of the Residential Tenancies Board. So she won't have any legal powers until this legislation is enacted in next summer. However, she has begun the process of recruiting her staff. So when the legislation is enacted, she can hit the ground running.
Okay, and the industry will be expected to pay for a social fund. How will that work?
That's right. So the gambling companies will have to contribute to a social fund. This will be used for things like reduction in harm, prevention, education and research in the field. And one other thing that I should have pointed out as well is that the use of credit cards for online gambling will also be banned.
Okay, and one other issue I wanted to ask you about, completely separate, another issue at Cabinet today, the country's bid to co-host the 2028 European Football Championships, Craig. This will be along with the UK. What would this involve and how optimistic are government and sporting organisations that it could happen?
I think there is quite a high sense of optimism around this, given that I think Turkey is the only other competitor who Ireland is going up against. I think under the proposals, up to seven games would be hosted here across the Aviva Stadium and Croke Park. However, I believe that my understanding is that there may have to be some upgrade works done to Croke Park for it to meet UEFA standards.
Okay, Craig, thank you very much for